Man to the Planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella, the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
I'm actually really excited about being there with you. You know, over the years, as we've been talking to one another, I've grown to appreciate your fine sense of humor and the honesty of your inquiry and the lack of pretentiousness and all of that you stand for, you know?
Thank you.
So I want to acknowledge you for just being a great guy.
Well, thank you, Martin. That makes me feel wonderful. I really appreciate that. And as I was thinking about what we would be talking about today, one of the things that came up for me, and I'm hoping that you can give me some insight. I know that you can give me some insight in this, and I don't really recall us spending much time on it. I think we might have from time to time kind of talked about it, but it's a very strange thing has happened the last couple days. And as we've mentioned previously, I like to go to hot yoga, so it's like an hour and a half of, you know, hard work. And what's happened the last couple days is I've gone to the 8 o'clock class. And I'm the type of person that if I do exercise later in the day or in the evening, I sleep like a baby. And I have a friend that I was talking to about this, and he said that if he does any exercise after 7 o'clock, he's buzzed, he's totally alert, and he can't get to sleep till 3 in the morning. Not the case with me. I do the exercise, whatever, you know, workout or go to hot yoga. When I come home, you know, I have another kind of shower, cool down, make sure I'm cooled down, and then go to bed, and I'm just like out like a light. But what I noticed was, and one of the reasons why I chose going at 8 o'clock rather than earlier in the day was around 7, 7.30, 8 o'clock, if I'm, because I have my own home business and everything else, so oftentimes I'll do a little bit of work in the evening, but even if I'm not, I'm going to like watch the hockey game or I'm going to read a book or whatever it is, in that period of time, I go nuts. Like, I am opening up my drawers and my cupboards, and I'm slamming things, and what's in the fridge, and I'm just like, I would chew off my fingers if they were Kit Kat bars, you know? I'm just like, have this huge craving. I don't even know what I'm looking for, right? I don't have any sweets or you know, potato chips or anything like that in the house, because first of all, I have two teenage boys, and I don't want them eating that garbage, but also because I know I'll be eating that garbage, right? And so, but I just, it's just like I'm beside myself. I just don't know what to do, and I'm just like, and even if you were to take me to like a candy store or take me to a grocery store and say, go for it, I don't know that I would even know what I want. I don't even think that if I went to the candy store, I'd be just stuffing my face full of jujubes or anything. It's just like I've got this craving that and desire, and it's just like, so
yes.
Anyway, I'm thinking that you might be able to help me with this.
Oh, yes. I'm going to join you in the rant, because I know precisely, because this happens to me too.
Oh, I'm not alone in this.
You know, despite my years of health nut lifestyle and trying and all of that, you know, like, I actually do well most of the time. But if I don't take a decent breakfast, if I don't start my day with something substantial, something that's really nutrient rich, and it needs to happen before 10 in the morning, like preferably before 8 in the morning, I need to start my day with something that's decent nutrition, because it seems that it takes about 12 hours for the food to get from the mouth into the intestine, and from the intestine into the bloodstream, and then finally arriving at the cells. So I think what really happens is that through our daytime, we might be burning the calories that we ate last night for dinner, and in our evening, we burn the calories that we ate in the morning. And so if I've screwed up my morning, maybe you'll confirm it for me. If
no,
I screw up my morning, I
contradict you totally.
Oh yeah, what do you do?
Well, I get up, and I'm going to say that 5 days out of 7, okay, I get up. I first thing I do is I have a shaker full of iridescent.
Yeah.
And then I have, then I wait a little bit. I might have a couple capsules of xylitol with it, or the sea mineral thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm so technical, eh?
Yes. Perfect.
I love the sea mineral thing. It's just amazing. Like, if I don't have it, I can really tell. And then what will happen, usually about a half an hour later, I'll pour myself a small, not even probably a handful of some sort of health store cereal, and I'll put a spoon or a spoon and a half of zoetine in it, and then I'll put some rice milk on it and stir it all up, and I'll eat it. And that's kind of that's my morning, right?
Yeah, that should hold you well.
The whole day just goes really good until 7 or 8 o'clock.
Right. Well, so the only thing I have left to do is to say, let's go back to the information given to us by Ron Rosedale, the guy who wrote the books about diabetes. He did a lot of research about how your body deals with calories. And there are essentially two modalities. One is it burns carbohydrates for calories, and in the other it burns fats for calories. Mm-hmm. And so long as your body burns carbs for calories, it will always do this craving nonsense.
So I haven't really switched from burning
carbs for calories, yeah.
To the fat for calories.
Right. And this is complicated and ugly because I have it written up on our website in the Max International article. I thought that it was going to be written up on the diabetes, but it's not. It's an article under Brands Max International.
I'm just opening it up now.
Yeah. And in there, we have an article by Ron Rosedale. I need to find it here.
Glutathione depletion?
No, it's not it. Oh, gosh. I'm going to, this is terrible. I'm going to have to actually go all the way to the website of Max International and get it off of there.
Okay.
Because it's the product, Max WLX.
Okay.
And this is where they have this product. I'm not a great fan of network marketing. It just never has worked for me. I've never really enjoyed myself at it, because when I did sign up for something, it was all of a sudden all of my friends and acquaintances and everybody else, instead of being just there for social time, they were now my prospects, right?
Right.
And that sort of thing I don't like about network marketing, because I don't want to be showing up mixing social time with business time.
Mm-hmm.
It just messes around relationships. But here goes. Max International is a network marketing company. And I have signed up like enthusiast into it, and I did that because there are three products that they make that you cannot get anywhere else.
Mm.
And one of them is this Max WLX, Weight Loss Accelerator. And it's based on this discovery that the Dr. Rosedale is explaining so well, which deals with leptins. I think we've talked about it. Leptin is a hormone that's emitted by fat cells.
Yes.
Fat cells.
Before.
Yeah, it's sort of like, it's sort of as if the fat cells were emitting a smell, right? And to your brain, it should be smelling the smell of the fat cells. But the brain is simply ignoring it because there's been too much of it. Leptin was discovered, as I'm quoting here, in 1994 at Rockefeller University by Jeffrey Friedman. And so this is new stuff. I mean, we haven't even had a clue about it until 1994.
Right, right.
And
so what that does is it basically helps me switch from carb burning to fat burning.
Well, no, it's strictly a signaling, messaging thing. And so, you know, the first premise, the scientists thought that if they gave leptin to overweight people, they would lose weight. Because, you know, if your brain is not getting the leptin message, all I have to do is just crank up the leptin, and the brain will say, okay, yeah, fat, let's shut it off. But that's not what happens. Fat people already have loads of leptin.
Ah.
Right? I mean, you're overweight, you have leptin. But what you don't have is the receptors in the brain receiving the message. It's sort of as if the brain, it's as if the brain would plug its nose or plug its ears or whatever the brain would have as an analogy, right?
Right.
If you put in earplugs, you can't hear it. If you hold your nose, you can't smell it. Well, that's what happens in the brain, is you develop leptin resistance. And the leptin resistance will sabotage all of your dieting efforts.
Hmm.
Yeah. So the concept is, I mean, I read the booklet that Dr. Rosedale put together about how to switch your body from burning carbs for calories to burning fat for calories. And that's the sort of thing that it's so difficult to explain. It essentially requires a 21-day torture. And the torture consists of eliminating carbs from your diet.
So no donuts, no muffins. Actually, you know, I was thinking about it afterwards. Oftentimes, what I will do is around noon, 1 o'clock, I might be, if I head out, I will often stop somewhere and have a little muffin or have a little...
Snack food.
Snack foody type thing. And maybe that's, if I didn't do that, maybe at 7 o'clock I wouldn't have this.
Well, yeah, possibly. The thing is that he explains that the only way you can do it is reset it. And the reset takes about 20 days until, you know, the example, I'm sure we gave the example, was that when you come into a smelly room, you smell it. You know that it's all just, I don't know, somebody was cooking onions in it or something like
right.
that.
There was a great commercial the other day. These family are sitting in the living room and their fish is swimming by in the middle of the living room, right? And
oh, yes.
It says, what's that? And, oh, that was fish we had for dinner last night.
Right. Somebody was an ad for some deodorant, right?
Yeah, that's right. Or air spray.
Airspray. But what happens is when you sit down in that room, you know, within 5 to 10 minutes, you won't even know that it was there. You can't tell.
Yeah.
It just becomes, your brain simply adjusts to the norm and deletes everything that's norm. So, anyway, Atkins had it half right. Atkins said, don't eat carbs. But what he did instead is he just simply loaded up on steak and ignored all the health rules.
Right.
Not good. He wasn't putting people into anabolic growth phase. He was putting people in catabolic destruction phase. So you would, of course, lose loads of weight, but in the process you were destroying tissue, not building tissue.
Right, right.
So what we need is we need to essentially find a way to get off carbs. And I have, you know, I have not done it. I mean, I know that I need to do it. I know that I should do it. But, of course, I had these notions that I was a vegetarian, right? So I don't eat much meat at all. I mean, now and then I will have some sushi. Well, I should say sashimi, you know, just plain fish. Or now and then I will have, salmon in my salad or something like that, or I'll have a piece of chicken when my wife's having something like that. But but mostly I'm a vegetarian. Well, so for calories, I eat, you know, I eat things like steamed rice or quinoa or a baked potato or something like that. And sure enough, I have the same cravings. You know, I come 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever the evening hour is, I'm thinking, oh man, how come 30 years later I'm still craving a hot chocolate and a donut or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's right. Jeepers.
And there it is. So I need to do that myself, and I suppose we need to issue a challenge to each other and do the Ron Rosedale leptin reset.
Yeah, that's right. Reset that. So if we did, that would...
What that does, it switches your body from burning carbs to burning fat.
And then you don't have the
cravings.
The cravings.
Because carb is a short cycle. Sugar is whipsaw up, whipsaw down. It's instant, right? Like you take, you take a hit of a soda drink with its 9 teaspoons of sugar, and within 20 minutes you're just in sugar heaven. I mean, you have abundance of energy and all of that. Of course, at that moment your pancreas goes to work and starts pumping out the insulin, and within about an hour and a half you have a crash and a low that's just terrible. You just need to figure out some way how you can fix that.
That's the problem when we're taking the carbs.
That is correct.
So, okay. So, in terms of... Well, let's just talk about this for a second, because if we want to get off of carbs... So, let me just see if I've got this right. Let me just tell you what I hear the plan being. For 21 days or so, basically no carbs.
Right.
And after that, we should be reset. It doesn't mean we go back to a high-carb diet, but it means that if I do decide to have a hot chocolate in the afternoon, I'm not going to have a craving necessarily. I have one hot chocolate in that week, I don't have a craving immediately happening after that.
Right. You will return to an innocent, well-adjusted human being without cravings.
Okay. All right. So...
So the simple carbs is...
You're basically asking me to go into withdrawal.
Yes. And you know what I think? I think sugar is more addictive than cocaine. Mm. I really do. I think it's harder to quit sugar than it is to quit.
Well, and let's talk about sugar for a second, because we have the white poisonous sugar, like we have the white poisonous flour, we have the white poisonous salt, super, super processed. But we also have things like the sugar in an apple or an orange or in honey. So
yes,
do we just say no? There's no difference between any of those types of sugars, and sugar is sugar is sugar, or do we say that? Well, obviously this is a better type of sugar than that. But if we go through the whole carb thing, and I'm deciding, okay, I'm eating carrots and I'm eating apples, so I'm getting sugar and so carbs from those in a natural form. That's not going to impact me the way my muffin eating did, for example.
Well, unfortunately, in this 21-day reset period, apples, pears, and peaches, and dates, and figs, and all of that other sugary stuff is off limits.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no white rice, it's no pasta, no pizza, no, you know, all of that stuff. It's a steak and salad time.
Okay. And carrots?
Oh, minimal.
Minimal carrots.
Definitely not like 2 glasses of carrot juice.
All right. So, I mean, you're really looking at leafy vegetables.
Yes, yes. I'm looking at the carrots, tops, beets, tops, Swiss chard, collard greens, dandelion tops.
Martin, I don't think anybody's listening to us anymore. I know if it was me, I'd be gone.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And yet, this is what... Oh, God. this is what makes us so fat. This is what makes us so addicted. This is what makes us so unwell.
Right, right. And if we got off of that, and then then what happens moving forward?
Well, then I can merrily have a handful of rice with a salad, but
you have it in moderation, like
yes.
A lot of moderation.
Right, and I will walk past a tray of cake without my entire body going into this quiver. You know.
Right, right. So yeah. So the good news is that we're not going to be having. We'll have broken the addiction. We're not going
right.
to have these cravings that are driving us nuts.
Yes.
Unless we, like you said, fall back into the old habits.
So here's the difficult part. The entire American agricultural food industry is subsidized and skewed into producing cheap calories from grains. Corn and wheat and soy are gigantically subsidized by the regulations from the Congress and Senate or wherever this stuff happens. So by far, and dairy, you know, like the macaroni cheese,
yeah.
one of the most addictive foods on the planet, is subsidized by the government. It's sort of as if they were putting in subsidies for tobacco and marijuana, you know. Stuff that you're becoming or will become addicted to if you allow yourself. Anyway, so the cheapest calories in the grocery store are in the form of bread and the frozen pizzas and frozen meals and corn dogs and all of that stuff. Those are the cheapest foods because they're subsidized. It's awful. What can I say?
Right. So we end up getting stuff that doesn't help us.
Oh, that's an understatement of the year. Okay, well, so I don't know if we're going to challenge each other into it. I can't start on it until I'm back from my travels.
Oh, so I've got a couple weeks.
You can start meditating on whether you do or don't want to do it.
Right.
I've done it 3 times in my life already. And the worst of it is that you can slip back.
Yes.
I have. So. But anyway, that's my story. Sugar is humongously addictive. And sugar is essentially anything that's simple calories. You know, it's in rice, it's in pasta, it's in pizza. But it's also, of course, in the soft drinks, and it's in, but even in potatoes, right? Potatoes are a very simple starch. So that starch is just 3 molecules of sugar joined together that's easily taken apart, and it becomes glucose again. So we need to go for nutrient-dense foods, which essentially means eat raw. You know, raw celery and raw green pepper and raw broccoli and all of that business. Or lightly steamed or lightly stir-fried.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that that we've done, because I have, you know, 3 boys in a house where it's pretty hard to keep the pizza at bay, right?
Yes.
So I thought, and also it's this not about taking it away, it's about replacing it with something that we can all live with, you know?
Yes.
And so what I decided to, and the other question, I mean, we always come down to money, right? Like,
yes.
What are you going to spend your money on? And what I went to the grocery store and I looked at it and I thought, you know, I can get a vegetable tray like they have at parties.
Yes.
And so that's what I did. I bought it. And sure enough, and I put it out and when we were coming for snacks, a couple of carrots, a couple of bit of broccoli, a little tomato, teeny weeny tomato, some snow peas, and
it works. Yeah.
I dip it just a little bit, and I noticed that they were eating it.
Of course, don't eat anything you put in front of them.
Yeah, even the good stuff. So, So that's what I do now, like twice a week. I buy, and it's way more expensive than buying the, you know, a head of cauliflower and a head of broccoli and a bunch of carrots and doing it all myself. But I know I'm not going to do it all myself, right?
Right. Yes.
Because I actually tried that. I bought.
Well, you're hiring the deli department to do it for you.
That's right. And if it's convenient and it's good healthy food, then I figure, great. And I've really been pleased with the results. So I'm thinking, oh, that's good. So instead of having crackers or something, we got these vegetables that we're chowing down on. And that's really helpful. I'm really finding that helpful when there's times when I have those cravings. I pull that out, put it out, and I start, you know, eating a few carrots, and it just kind of, and broccoli,
yes,
and calms me down. So that, oh, that's kind of cool.
Right. Well, and the other thought that I have is, of course, that you might just be thirsty.
Mm.
You know, a glass of water as a first reaction is a smart thing.
Right.
Because oftentimes our signaling is just confused. You know, we know we need something, and we're conditioned to thinking that it's food. But oftentimes it's just liquids.
Right. Have something to eat.
So there. So have a drink of water, structured, energized, purified water, and see what happens. Well, okay, I think I'm putting off my big decision about getting off of all sugar cravings for at least a month, but I'll report back.
All right. I'm going to not have any carby type thing in the afternoon and see if that affects my evening.
Right. Let's try that.
All right. Well, thanks,
well,
Martin. That was actually
refreshing, huh?
Really, yeah, good, refreshing. I feel positive and excited. And
okay. Let's see if we can indeed continue on the road to wholesome well-being. Here's some interesting happy statistics about Max WLX. The control group with WLX lost 90% more weight than the diet and exercise group. But even a more stunning statistic was that the WLX group had a 62% greater loss in waist measurement than the control group. So it's not just a little nothing. Unfortunately, it's $69 a month. But heck, Weight Watchers is more, right?
That's right. That's a peanuts compared to
a lifetime of sickness. Oh, that's a whole thing.
That's right.
Okay, so there we are. Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. You can call us at 1-866-543-3388. You can look this up under Brands Max International under the product Max WLX, or you can look up more information under the health concerns, diabetes. There are some information by Dr. Rosedale. Actually, there are some articles written by Dr. Rosedale as well in the articles, and this is alphabetic, so there will be Rosedale, Ron, and we have the article called Diabetes at the and the Leptin Connection. Diabetes is not a disease of blood sugar, and how insulin works for your metabolism and how it relates to aging. Really interesting literature. This guy is really smart, really did his work. Anyway, that's it. Thank you very much for listening.
See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.